I'm absolutely sure that the war or reunification with Taiwan is inevitable. You will have it sooner or later. But a precious moment when to start the war, it is very, very, very special. For example, we have two examples of when you started too late. For it is our case, we should start the war in Ukraine, full-scale war with total control, military control over whole territory of Ukraine when Yanukovych fled to Russia. And that moment, excellent condition because he was legitimate president of Ukraine who could ask us to save him and legal structure from this coup. Nobody could react. There was no any Ukrainian army. And we have missed this chance. And the loss or price for that is huge. So the rivers of Russian and Ukrainian blood. That was fatal mistake of Russian Federation. Liberals played their key role. They convinced president to not to start then. And that was fatal error. We would pay much lesser price about Chinese liberals. So if you start the war with Taiwan, you will receive 150 tariffs. We have received much more sanctions than that. We have paid 100 times price. Comparing, we would suffer if president would hear the voice of Russian patriots instead of the pro-Western traitors and liberals. That was fatal mistake. So everything we experience now, it is about this delay. That is the sign how you should not the war that is inevitable. The second example as well, very, very negative, is how Islamic countries react against ground operation in Gaza. In that moment, Hassan Nasrallah alive, with Hezbollah ready to fight, with Iran, with its bases, with Bashar Assad, if they would attack immediately, without any delay, Israel, all the fronts, including from the Houthis in Yemen, they could have the victory. And now Israel has destroyed one by one, first genocide in Gaza, after genocide in Lebanon, after coup d'etat against Bashar Assad, everything successful, and getting out all Iranian forces from the Syria. And what has received Islamic world? A huge humiliation. So today they are laughable. They could make acts of violence against innocents. But when they confront the real serious enemy, much smaller than that, say there is the wisdom not to fight. So that is, I would say, despisable. So I think they have lost the dignity. And for Islamic man to lose its dignity, it's very painful. But that was precisely what we have witnessed. Concerning Taiwan, there is no universal law when you should start a war, when it's too early, when it's too late. So maybe you'd better consult Sun Tzu. Maybe you consult Yijin, the Book of Changes. Maybe you make a kind of a special divination session on the level, high level of your society in order to understand the right moment to strike. That is inevitable. If too early, that will be painful. If too late, it could be fatal. It's up to you to decide the right moment. There will be the war there against the United States. And now America is preparing to this war at a higher speed. For example, if you would start that before, I think maybe it would be better because with this idiot Sleepy Joe Biden, with Russia fighting in the Ukraine, they couldn't afford two wars at the same time. Now, Trump wants to stop the war in Ukraine, at least to withdraw American troops and help from Ukraine, and he will do that, absolutely. There will be no peace, we will continue, but he will stay from that in order to concentrate over Iran and China. So it is up to you when. Maybe it's already a bit late. I'm not sure because it is serious when you could start the real war. In that sense, your words are valid. If you say peace without having a war, you're just recognizing your defeat. So peace without the victory is not pacifism. It is just weakness. And everybody in the world consider that only in that way. So I think China is going to have a crash test in a military operation in Taiwan. And that will not be easy. But you could never, never in the history, you cannot say, oh, we will win this war. Everybody is sure that he will win the war. The war, it is a kind of destiny, the sign of heaven. If you are good in the eyes of heaven, you will win. If you bad in the sign of heaven, so you will lose. In spite of what you think about yourself without that. So I think nobody could say we are ready for war without starting it. I presume China is very well prepared for the world, but I had the same maybe the more confidence in Russian military forces on the eve on the beginning of the operation in Ukraine. That was a bad surprise for me to see how incompetent and not ready Russian army was. That was catastrophe. I radically and strongly believed in the capacity to have maybe in half of a year of the real victory, and we should logically have that. So you should never overestimate yourself and underestimate the enemy. The fight and the war in Taiwan against the global West will be not easy travel, not safari. In spite of the small quantity of people living in Taiwan, it is not about people in Taiwan. It is about the United States of America and the future position of China and Pacific Ocean as well. Because I think the United States now will concentrate on Pacific much more attention and will try to stop growing Chinese influence there, in Australia, everywhere, in economic way. That is the part of Belt and Road Initiative. And they will try to cut your growth everywhere. And first of all, in Pacific Ocean, the war for Taiwan will be the war over influence, Chinese influence over the Pacific Ocean. So it is very serious. But I hope you are ready, but you never know before starting. Too early is a bad way, but we see that too late is much worse. Because if you started too early, you have the time to rearrange. And if you are strong, if you are weak, better not start at all the war. But with Taiwan, I think maybe it is already a bit too late. But it is up to you to decide.